Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by our Papa Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week from last week, Michael Esser, a student athlete from Highland High School, winning the Papa Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week. Michael, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
You guys, I had a great week last week, 2-0 on the week. You got back to 500 on the season, thanks in large part. You had two double-doubles on the week. Have you had many double-doubles in the past, or are these first few?
I had one or two early in the season. After that, it was pretty slow, but I've been getting quite a few more here and there. But, yeah, they were big stats.
Yeah, it was good to get a couple victories for you guys, victories over Argyle, over Belmont. Have you felt this team getting better throughout the season, a chance to get back to 500? You guys took advantage?
Yes, I feel like we have gotten way better since the beginning of the season, and that's definitely shown by our turnovers per game going down, defense is stepping up. So, yeah, we're definitely improving in a lot of areas.
15 rebounds in your game against Belmont. Did you know during the game you were snagging that many rebounds? And how many of them were on your own missed shots? Did you have to get a couple of your own misses and put them back in, or were they all off other guys' misses or the other teams?
A couple of them were on my own misses. I put them back up. Some of them were off free throws, missed shots, I think most of them were defensive rebounds that I got them from. So
I thought the best part of the week for you, too. You had 4 assists in one game, 5 assists in the other. Same with steals, 4 and 5. So helping do the little things. 13 points, not a ton of points, but when you add 10 rebounds, 15 rebounds in games, and you add those assists and steals, doing the little things, I think, is why a lot of people voted for you for Athlete of the Week.
Yeah.
You guys also, I was talking with Seth Bunders at one of the Wazika Steuben games. You guys, along with Danica Friedling from MFL Marmec, you guys broke our site. Did you know that was going on? So many people voting for you athletes that our website went down. Did you know that was going on?
No, I did not know that, actually. You're probably the person to tell me that.
Yeah, it was Monday morning. We got a few votes coming in, and then all of a sudden the site just crashed. We had to rework some things, and we got the most votes we've ever gotten on a poll, and there were a ton of votes. I came in here on Sunday to finish counting them up, and it took me a good hour to get through all. I think it was close to 3,000 votes we had come in for the athletes, and you had well over half of them. So what did it feel like? The Highland community really got behind you. We saw it shared on the school pages, a ton of outpouring support from the community. What did that feel like?
It felt great, honestly. It felt like they had my back. The team did, too. I told them about it. They went and all voted, and it just felt great because I know how important they are to me and how important I am to them. So it just felt like we all came together as once and voted. And if I didn't win it, it was okay, but I'm glad I did, and they stepped up to help do that. So.
Yeah, it felt like a team award almost. Hey, this is recognition for our success and a great week that the team had.
Yeah, I think they deserve it, too.
Awesome. Michael, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time. Congratulations, Papa Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week. Good luck the rest of your season here, and hopefully we see you back on the poll.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.